Dr. Ray.
Roy, Rick, Ron, whatever your name is. Our family, our friends, accuse us of being too strict. We are a family who takes our faith seriously. We are a family who has more than the average number of American children. We are a family who wants to raise God-seeking children, not just civilized children who aren't on drugs. As a result, we get accused. We get attacked. We get second-guessed and critiqued that our standards, our expectations, our discipline, too strict. Ultimately, the children will resist and rebel. Dr. Ray, we're strong, confident parents, but it's taken its toll. Can you be too strict? Can you be too strict? My answer? Short answer? Really short answer? No. Not in the context of love. Now I'll get a broader answer because we still got more minutes. You can be too mean. That's easy to do. You can be too harsh. You can be erratic. You can be nasty. That's easy. That's real easy to do. Being too strict? What does that mean? Does that mean your standards are too high? What standards? Moral standards? So it's hard to have moral standards that are you can have moral standards that are too high? So if you don't want your children to mistreat each other, but you don't want to be too strict about this, and you don't want to have moral standards too high, maybe your house rule should be no kicking in the head and no cussing at each other, but you're allowed three nasty names, a snotty look, and one punch in the arm per week. After all, you don't want to be too strict, you know. Television. Now, you really don't want your children to watch anything that would or could adversely affect their moral development. However, you don't want to be too strict. So, we're going to rule out Springer, and we're going to rule out certain cable channels that are soft porn, but we're going to allow you one body situation comedy, one kind of semi-sleazy reality show, and a soap opera per week. I don't want to be too strict here, you know. Do you see what happens? Your standards are your standards. Now, you may not always reach them, and you may not always enforce them, and your children certainly are not always going to reach them. That's understandable. But you have to have them. What is too strict? In the context of morals and love, it's hard to be too strict. And I'll tell you something on a practical level. The average American parent is so far from being too strict that they could get a lot stricter and still not be too strict, if there were such a thing. Virtually half of the people who walk in my office ask that question. Well, can't you be too strict? And I look at them and I say, I don't think that's a worry for you. I say it gently, of course. You could be much more disciplinarily consistent, much more supervising, much more following through, much higher standards, and still not be too strict. In the context of love, keep your standards high. And you know what'll happen? You know what'll happen? You won't have the need to be as strict because your children will internalize it quicker. And you won't be as nasty because you won't get as frustrated. And you won't yell as much. And then your kids, and here's the irony, your kids won't even think you're all that strict. Why? Because you really don't discipline that much. Why? Because they've long since learned what good standards are and how to conduct themselves. And if somebody asks them, were your parents strict? Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't get disciplined that much. Is that what you mean?